Welcome to The Secrets of Success. By following the proven techniques of the guests who appear on this series, you'll learn that even successful people run into detours and failures, and how you can apply their success techniques to change your life.
This is Bill Horan, welcoming you to the most unique show on radio, the show dedicated to making you a success. Mike Dooley says success can be pretty easy. In fact, he wrote an entire book to help us called Infinite Possibilities. Mike, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Now, we're very impressed because this is not only a book about infinite possibilities, but this is a bestseller, right?
Yeah, it debuted on the New York Times list. I'm pretty happy about that.
Awesome. So now we know if the New York Times says it's good, it's got to be good, right?
Got to be good. Oh, yeah.
Now, you start off making very easy. You say there's nothing you can't have or do.
That's right. And the premise of the entire book is that this is easiest to comprehend and to make use of when you finally begin asking, if you will, the hard questions about the nature of reality, who we really are, how we got here, and what we can do with our lives. Because these hard questions have answers.
But you also say all you need is an imagination.
Well, the answer boils down to, number one, there's a spark of divinity and magic in all of us. And all that we need to do to harness that, one of the pillars, one of the absolutes of reality in the jungles of time and space, is the fact that our thoughts literally become the things and events of our lives. This is step one, job one, in understanding that you do have an unimaginable power at your disposal, kickstarting it with placing your focus in the direction of your dreams.
So then if our thoughts are that important, we better be pretty conscious and alert to what we're putting in there and what we're thinking about.
Very true. And a question I get from audiences all over the world is usually, Mike, what about my prior programming, things my parents told me, thoughts I might have that I don't know I have, and I'm sabotaging myself? And my answer is always, you know, just relax a little bit, because one of the fundamental truths about reality, being the creators that we are, is that in my view, and I've got some examples of this, in my view, we are here to thrive. We are not here with a 50-50 chance of survival. We are inclined to success. And therefore, it's as if our positive thoughts are 10,000 times more powerful than our negative thoughts. So don't worry about that runaway train of fear. Do what you can to curb it, but at least simultaneously start a new train running. Maybe visualize once a day. Do your best to be positive. You know, not to shove the negative stuff under the carpet. Look at it. Find out where it's coming from. But also start thinking thoughts that serve you, imagining the life of your dreams as if you were already there. And that will be enough, no matter how much you worry, to tip the scales in your favor.
And you say, I mean, I think we all kind of worry that, oh, is this going to be something I can't do? But early on in your book, you say there's nothing that could be easier than the way life really works. And I guess that's kind of surprising, because most of us go around grumpy, like, oh, you know, nothing ever works for me. This, mm-hmm. I never get the breaks. The wind is always in front of me rather than in back of me.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you used to tell us something different, which makes us feel pretty good.
Well, and the proof of what I say, even the people who think that they're negative are far more positive than they realize, but they don't know the truth, so they don't spend some time focusing on the good. But all of your listeners have smiled in their life more than they have frowned. They've laughed more than they've cried. They've had money more than they've been flat broke in the negatives. They've had health more than they've been sick. And this speaks to our inclination to be successful. It's easier to be successful than to fail, and it's especially easier to be successful and to have things go your way when you recognize this truth about your inherent nature, your heritage. And so then you start pushing these buttons of visualize once a day. You know, you don't have to admit to your friends or even your spouse that you're doing it, but if our thoughts become things, and they most certainly do, then spend 3 or 4 minutes every morning before you go to work in a dark and quiet room thinking thoughts of the life of your dreams, and here's the kicker, as if you were already living those dreams. This is pretending. It's playfulness. But you just do this once a day, coupled with an understanding of your power, coupled with taking some baby steps in the direction of your dreams, no matter how downtrodden you seem or how futile those steps are, and everything begins to change.
Now, I noticed you say that to think about some of today's successful people, and you ask the question, are they really smarter or more deserving than any of the rest of us?
Right. I ask the question, is there any commonality? I mean, could you look to all of them and say, you know, were they all white? Absolutely not. Were they all born in the United States? No way. Were they all of one particular religion? That's preposterous. What commonality exists? And the one commonality that exists in every successful person is their frame of mind. They had the audacity or the courage or the brilliance or the naivety. Sometimes it's ignorance that is truly blissful, to imagine that their success could happen to them. They had daydreams that it could happen to them. And then they moved in that direction, however humbly, and it's always humble steps in the beginning. You know, none of us, nobody who's ever been successful, all of a sudden woke up, you know, when they were 15 or 25 or 55 and went from the doldrums into blistering, sexy success. You know, it's always an incremental march, which means those initial steps will always be taken in the dark. They will always seem futile. It'll always be discouraging. But if you have the wisdom or the ignorance to hold on to your dream and move with it, literally, mountains will move.
And I think you mentioned that, you know, sometimes we see someone, we say, who does she think she is? How is she ever going to be a singer on that show? How is she ever going to get the lead in the play? And then a few months later,
lo and behold, she is,
he is, they are. He made the team. And, of course, if they didn't try out, if they didn't take the first step, they wouldn't be there.
Right, and I refer to them in my book. They are the perfect example that not only do you not have to start out as a stellar success, not only do you not have to abide by a particular religion, not only do you not have to be some shiny, selfless, perfect, goody-goody two-shoes to succeed, because those kind of people are generally not the people who succeed. And this is not advocating selfishness. My goodness, no, not selfishness as defined by making progress by stepping on other people. Those kind of people never go far. They might have a fleeting success for a week or a year. But true spiritual selfishness is a whole different thing, and that is honoring your preferences, listening to the drummer in your own heart. And then it doesn't matter what other criteria is out there to be filled. If you just march that march, whether you're from Bulgaria or from Hong Kong or from Brooklyn or from anywhere, and I say that because wild successes have come from all of these places and from every corner and pocket of the earth, then the heavens shall move. And this is already played out in so many people's lives. Arnold Schwarzenegger comes to mind right away. Horatio Alger, the story, the fable of Horatio Alger, the American immigrant, or the American right here, the Bill Gates, the Steven Jobs. They had a dream and they moved with it. They had no other dispensations that make them any more noble or loved or revered than you or I.
Mike, we like to always remind our audience that tonight we're talking to Mike Dooley. He is the author of the book, Infinite Possibilities, The Art of Living Your Dreams. How about that for a great title? And where can we get this book?
Well, right now it's pretty much in every major bookstore in North America. It's also online at Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. And you can even get copies at my website, where I also send out a free daily email called Notes from the Universe. My site is TUT. That's like the Egyptian king, but no relation. TUT.com.
Oh, easy enough to remember, just three letters. And even if you're a slow typer like me, you can get that in there. We're going to ask you to give that later in the show once again. So if our listeners did not get that, you'll have the other opportunity. And maybe we even run out during the show and buy Infinite Possibilities. Now, you mentioned something that I think we all went through. You said, you know, at part of your life, you thought that everyone else knew more than you did.
Oh, my gosh. I felt like the total outsider. And I'm talking about, and I don't think I'm very unique here, but from the age of going to school, kindergarten, first grade, fifth grade, sixth grade. It was like everybody on the first day of school knew everybody. Everybody knew what the tricks were and what cool was. And I was just the absolute bozo on the outside that felt like I had to fake that I knew what was going on. But this led to an overwhelming desire to understand the nature of reality, which peaked when I was in college, because by then I could play the game pretty well, but then my philosophy started stretching me further, and I was truly obsessed with the concept of death, not in a morbid way, but because, you know, I witnessed, and it doesn't take a genius to witness, hey, everybody goes there. After a fleetingly brief time in space, you know, maybe 100 years if we get to live that long, you go and you're gone forever. And that would make me say, well, what's this fleeting time in space all about? Why are we here? Who are we? And when we ask these hard questions, we find, as long as we're not limiting our avenues of enrichment through limited thinking or religious dogma, we draw the answers to us. And as they say, when the student is ready, the teacher appears, the right book, the right radio interview, the right things click into place, and suddenly the conclusions I had drawn internally my whole life long, such as everyone's doing their best, everyone means well, however poor we might judge someone's attempt to do well is, that God must resonate and live, literally, inside of everything, animate and inanimate, from the cold vastness of space to the stapler on my desk to every living soul on the planet. And lo and behold, as I, you know, those conclusions didn't satisfy me because they came from within, and we're told not to trust what comes from within. You know, it's dangerous, dark, the recesses of our mind, it's going to trick us and play games on us. But as I had this like craving for knowledge that really brought me to my knees almost, going from one prayer group to one church to another looking for answers, the answers appeared to me in the form of books that my mother would send or that somebody would miraculously serendipitously put in my dorm room that confirmed my own inner conclusions. And my message in the book is, you know, the truth rings within each of your cells. You've already suspected how life really works, and 9 times out of 10, you're spot on. But you haven't given yourself permission to believe in life's magic and your power and your incredible uniqueness. And so you've shut it down. You've given away your power. But people right now are waking up like they have never woken up before. I say to my audiences, this is truly the most exciting time to be alive in recorded human history as we awake within the dream of here and now to discover who we really are.
You're excited? I can't tell from your voice. You sound so calm,
well,
cool,
this
collected.
This is my thing, man, and this has been my thing for as long as I can remember. And for the last 8 years now, I've been living my bliss, starting out by sending free emails. Then I joined Toastmasters to get over my fear of speaking. And it's like, you know, I don't know if – I don't really believe in gifts per se, because that kind of connotes that somebody's supposed to do something with their life. But for lack of a better word, my gift is that I'm here with something to say. I've got something to teach, and nothing excites me or thrills me more than having the opportunity, Bill,
I could
share.
Never tell that. Mike, we're going to find out more from you, but at this point in the show, we like to remind our listeners that you're listening to The Secrets of Success. My name is Bill Horan. If you'd like to purchase a CD copy of this show, you can send a check or money order for $10 payable to Nassau Community College, care of WHPC, The Secrets of Success, 1 Education Drive, Garden City, New York, 11530. But please ask for program series number 740. The show is produced at WHPC, 90.3 FM at Nassau Community College. We'll be right back after this brief intermission.
Hi, we want to tell you about a program with real appeal. There is a high-quality, low-cost paralegal studies program right here at Nassau Community College.
It can be your major while earning your associate's degree.
Or taken as a certificate program if you already have a 2 or 4 year college degree.
It can be the start of your legal career or a great second career.
It is also a great credential in the business world.
Many of our paralegal graduates go on to 4 year colleges and even law school.
You can complete the certificate program in several months. Paralegals work in private law firms, government, and corporations on Long Island and New York City.
You can start in the summer, fall, and winter, attend full or part-time, days, nights, or weekends.
Our tuition is low, and the program is approved by the American Bar Association.
For more information, contact the Paralegal Program at 516-572-7774 or email us at paralegal@ncc.edu.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Secrets of Success. I'm your host, Bill Horan, and today we're speaking with Mike Dooley, author of the book Infinite Possibilities. Mike, the biggest thing in your book that you bring out is how important thoughts are. You say that's where it all begins, and actually we should be careful what we wish for because they're so powerful. Let's talk about that a little bit. How do we use that, and can you give us an example?
Well, in my view, and I'm certainly not alone, it's been echoed throughout the ages by many using different words and metaphors, our thoughts literally have an energy and a life force and intelligence, not to give them human characteristics, but an intelligence all their own. And as soon as we think them, their job, if you will, is to find their nearest equivalent and be draw it into our lives. And if we're not thinking thoughts, then we don't draw those kind of things in our life. Or if we're thinking thoughts that don't serve us, if we're focusing on things that don't please us in our life, unbeknownst to us heretofore, we've actually been perpetuating it and bringing more of such occurrences into our life. So the first thing to do is to kind of wake up and become aware of the power of your thoughts. They're not just fluffy things that don't matter. They're more real than granite. They pave the way for the so-called happy accidents and coincidences and serendipities of tomorrow, which are simply the mechanics used by our thoughts, or if you will, divine intelligence, to bring them to bear. That's what a coincidence is. It's your thoughts squeezing into your life as a manifestation in a way that is in alignment with all of your other beliefs, thoughts, and expectations about living in the jungles of time and space. And so the best thing to do to harness this is virtually a no-brainer. If someone's on board and they recognize the profound power of their thoughts, then it would behoove all of us to spend 3 to 5 minutes. I usually spend 4 minutes every morning before I go to work visualizing, meaning playfully think of your dreams as if they've already occurred. It's very important. You put yourself in the picture that you're, you know, getting high fives from your best friend, or you're dialing your best friend's cell phone number with your hands on your cell phone. You can feel it in your hand. You know, you can hear your voice. You can hear their voice. Go ahead and have a playful conversation. What are the first words out of your mouth? What do they tell you in reply? And then while you're doing this playful visualizing, this pretending, feel the emotion, particularly the joy that you anticipate feeling with the fruition of your dreams. Emotion is the turbocharger of this principle, thoughts becoming things. This is the starting point. It is so simple. Even if you're worrying, even if you've got fearful thoughts plaguing you all day long, you can still make yourself sit down at some point in the day to think these thoughts. And when I thought I was going to get fired at Pricewaterhouse, and I talk about that in my book, I worked for PricewaterhouseCoopers for 6 years, that was the first time that I really made myself. I was motivated by fear, and sometimes that's what it takes. Sometimes, you know, like the economy today is stirring fear. Good. Use that to realign your thinking, to ask the hard questions, and to come up with a program of change, beginning with visualizing. When I thought I was going to get fired at Pricewaterhouse, during my sacred visualizations, I would still find that I'd worry about getting the pink slip, being called into the human resource department, you know, what I would tell my friends. But I still did my best, however feeble it did seem at that time, to sit through those 5 minutes using a little kitchen egg timer that would go off after the 5 minutes, or a Casio watch, or whatever you've got at your disposal, to think thoughts as if I was loved at work, as if I loved my job. And in that instance, lo and behold, a few weeks later, I was yanked out of the audit department, which I didn't even think was an option, and put into the tax department for their busy tax season. And that's when everything changed. And that's the kind of serendipity or coincidence that I was talking about earlier. It was my programming of the universe, if you will, of universal principles by creating this new mold with my thoughts of loving my job that set off the mechanics and that forced me to be summoned and drawn into the tax department, where I was subsequently loved. I loved being there, and my temporary loan became a permanent transfer from which my trembling or tenuous first 3 months turned into a 6-year boondoggle traveling all over the world doing international tax work for one of the most prestigious firms in the country, in the world.
And Mike, I would guess if someone is sitting there listening saying, oh, that's a lot of baloney, or I don't believe that, well, that's okay, but Mike has written a bestseller. Mike has proved it in his life. And you know what? We might want to try it. If other things aren't working, it's pretty easy. He's not asking you to, you know, send him $100 on late night TV. He's telling you the secret, and he's saying it's easy.
I've done it throughout so many difficult, trying episodes in my life with such stunning success. I enumerate some of my stories and some of my challenges in Infinite Possibilities so people can relate. And it's not just me talking about this kind of stuff. Every athlete from every country from the year dot has talked about using creative visualization. And it doesn't just make you run or swim faster. It works for weight loss. It works for eliminating debt. It works for finding your way out of a hole that you saw no light at the end of the tunnel. It is bizarre. It doesn't go with our logical, you know, left brain approach to life. But hey, our left brain logical approach to life has failed us in many regards, and it's time to ask the questions. You know, what else will work, and who am I really, and what's it all made of? One of my premises is that, you know, time and space, and again, I'm not the first to say this, is not and cannot possibly be bedrock reality. Einstein gave that to us. He said that they're relative from one person to the next. They're illusions, which means there is something closer to bedrock than time and space. And it hints to the fact that time and space, being apparitions, are nothing more than thought. So if we work with our thoughts, we've got some leverage now on reality creation. And lo and behold, this is exactly what I believe is the case. We are reality creators. We are living in a dreamlike world. And if you want to change the dream, which is certainly your prerogative, we're all born agents of change, then start with your thoughts and proceed to work with your words and your actions.
Mike, you've got us all pepped up, and I think everybody's going to want to run out and buy Infinite Possibilities. And by our guest, Mike Dooley, spelled D-O-O-L-E-Y. Please tell us where we can get it and the website.
Well, Infinite Possibilities is available, I believe, at all major bookstores and a lot of smaller bookstores in North America. It's available in libraries. Heck, I don't have to have your money. It's coming to me and has been coming in a number of ways. You can also get it at Amazon.com for a great discount. You can buy it at my website, TUT, which has a lot of other free resources, TUT.com.
And once again, Mike's not selling you a kid how to think. He's not. It's not a 27-series lecture or something like that. So if it's that simple, and he's basically giving it away for what the price of the book is and telling you tonight, just get those thoughts lined up, start thinking of them, why not give it a try? And maybe in about 3 weeks you'll be writing to Mike saying, hey, I did it. It works. Here's another winning example. And, you know, life gets a lot better then. If it works for Mike, it can work for you.
It does, and I get those letters, Bill, every single day and have done so for 8 years now.
Now, you said, though, the key is to think of the end result, and the other part of that is not how to get there.
Exactly.
It's not a series of steps.
Oh, my gosh. That contradicts everything we've ever been told by our left-brain logical society. But when you've got a dream, clearly define it as if it's already occurred. That's what I mean by the end result. And I phrase it like that so that you pointedly do not worry or concern yourself while you're visualizing with how it's going to come true. The hows are the bane of our society. It's the hallmark of primitive thinking. there is this magic in life. We trigger it when we have dreams, and we predispose ourselves to these serendipities when we take action. I'm not saying just visualize and wait for Oprah to call. I'm saying visualize and then go out into the world doing your normal workaday routines. Just keep doing the same stuff you've been doing, but with this awareness of the truth coupled by an end result that you're visualizing, by you going out there into the world and showing up, then the serendipities and wild coincidences can occur. Don't expect, you know, the sky to part and thunder to clap tomorrow or next week. It might be 6 months, but your dreams are worth 6 month wait. Chances are your dreams are so big, they're worth a 6 year wait. And hopefully you won't have to wait that long. But if you did, you're going to say it was worth every day of it.
And if I understand what you said in your book, the only thing that's really limiting us is sometimes we have some incorrect beliefs. That I can't do that because I'm not tall enough, I'm too young, I'm too old, I'm a woman, I'm
right.
a man, I'm overweight.
Right. I give a full chapter on our beliefs, how to discover what your limiting beliefs are, and moreover, how to bulldoze through them without even discovering what they are, because they are often invisible. And they allow us, they excite us to think certain thoughts, and they shut us down at other avenues. So I lay out a whole regime on a very simple regime on how to bypass any limiting beliefs that you may have without even knowing what they are and charge ahead.
Mike, you've given us some great inspiration in a world where everybody's telling us what we can't do. Infinite Possibilities comes forward, and Mike Dooley says, this is what you can do. It's pretty easy. In fact, it couldn't be much easier. And I'm not meaning you. You're not even charging people. You're not selling a seminar. You're not selling a series, etc. You're coming out there and telling them. So there's no scam. There's no hidden motive. Mike's telling you how to do it. If you want to get on board, try it, and then write to us and to Mike and tell him how great it works. Once again, for our audience, we want to thank Mike Dooley for being with us today. The book is called Infinite Possibilities, The Art of Living Your Dream, by our guest Mike Dooley, Dooley. And once again, that website?
TUT, like Tiger Uncle Tiger.com.
Easy enough to remember. Mike, thank you for being with us today. We'd like to remind our audience that if you'd like to receive a CD copy of today's broadcast, you can send a check or money order for $10 payable to Nassau Community College, care of WHPC, The Secrets of Success, 1 Education Drive, Garden City, New York, 11530. But please ask for program series number 740. The show is produced at the studios of WHPC, 90.3 FM at Nassau Community College. We ask you to please join us again next week at this same time when we'll continue our journey to success.